Today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel, and we begin a new perek. So we've discussed Shvuot Pitui, Shvuot Shav, Shvuot Sheker, Shvuot Eidut. Now we're learning Shvuot Pikadon. Okay, let's have a look. Shvuot Pikadon. When it comes to Shvuot Pikadon, that's where someone swears falsely that he has in his possession something that belongs to somebody else. In a nutshell. So let's have a look. That's not Hegba Anashim from Anashim. It applies to both men and women. But Rachukim or Korbim, whether related or not. Now we have to say this to that contrast that with Shvuot Eidut. Bikshir and Psul, it doesn't matter whether Kesher to made or not. Bifnei Beitin v'shelo bifnei Beitin, whether it's in front of Beitin or not in front of Beitin, the pru applies mipi atzmo, if he does it himself, but if someone's mashpia him, mipi achirim, eino chayv zoni chayv ad shichbor bebeitin. Only if he does it in front of Beitin, that's opinion divrei Rebbe Meir. Now, if you remember, a lot of the laws of Shvuot Eidut and Pikadon are learnt one from the other because the Gzeres Shavah. And we saw before when it came to Shvuat Eidut, there was a machloket. When you have this Gzeres Shavah between Rebbe Meir and Chachamim, where we say Don Mina Mina or Don Aki Ba'atre. So Don Mina Mina means when we're learning something from somewhere else, we pull everything, including the context. So therefore, Mipi Achirim, you're learning from Shvuat Eidut, and that's only in front of Beit Din. So that's why it says Achivah Beit Din. That's Don Mina Umina. Havachachamim says, no, you might be learning, but Oki Be'atre, the context is here. We might learn the technicality from there, but the context is here, so therefore, it doesn't make a difference. It says, Chachamim rim bein mipi atzmo mi'acherim. It doesn't make a difference. Kevin shekafar bo, it doesn't matter where. It's as soon as he's kofar bo, he's chayev. Okay. Then it says, V'chayev al zadon shvua v'al shigigata im zadon pikadon, meaning he's chayev, this shvua pikadon, if he lies and he knew that it was in his possession. So he made this shvuot. Whether or not the shogeg is whether or not he knew would be chayav a korban. However, ein chayav shigata. Again, that explanation is, but if he actually didn't know, he forgot it, he had it in his possession. That's krov l'ones. He wouldn't be chayav in that situation. Okay. Umau chayav. What's the chilv in this situation? Al zodono. If he did deliberately, it would be asham kesef shkalim. So not a korban al overed. Not a malchus. Here we're talking about he has to bring this korban asham. Get it worth shtei shtekalim. So let's have a look at the Gemara now. Shvuah Pikadon. Tani mi pi atzmo b'shvuot eidut ma'u liot ba'ala. So to explain, if you remember when we were discussing Shvuat Eidut. We said that it doesn't just have to be a shvuah, it can also be by way of an ala, by way of a curse. That could also put someone in other words, if he's mashpia, not mashpia, if he says, like, if you do not testify, you will you'll get this curse. And he says, I mean, that could also have the parameters and all the trappings, if you like, all the technicalities of a Shvuat Eidut. Okay? That was because we learned from the Psukim. Just the Pasuk again. Yevashama kol Allah, right? That was the Pasuk refers to words on Allah. Now the question is, if we're learning once again certain technique, certain pieces from Shvuat Eidut to Shvuat Pikadon, is an Allah on its own sufficient as well, some sort of curse? Or is it only by way of a Shvuah that we refer to this being a Shvuat Pikadon? Just so it's clear, I'll show you here the, I'll just show you here. Actually, no, it's a bit ahead of myself, later on. Okay, fine. Beseder. The Gemara says, so the first point is, Mipi atzmo b'shvuat eidut. When it comes to shvuat eidut, again, mipi atzmo is learned from where? It's learned from pipi atzmo shvuat pikadon. Okay, because again, just to remember, shvuat pikadon talks about him making the shvuat. Shvuat eidut talks about beiting b'mashpiyahim. That's the context of the psukim, and we learn the details one from the other through the gzeres shavah. So the first question is mipi atzmo, if he volunteers it himself, even though we're still in shvuat Eidut talks about an Allah, since it's actually learned for Shua Pikadon, do we still say it was sufficient with an Allah? Or, next question, mi pi achirim, let's do achirim now, b'shvua pikadon, k'shvua pikadon pi achirim, if someone's mashpia, he next learned from Shua Eidut. Do you also learn, also mahu, in the case of pikadon, that doesn't talk about an Allah, but since we're learning mi pi achirim from Shua Eidut, would Allah also satisfy? Okay, so it's a detail coming across. So Amar Rav Yossi, mekem dechid nefesh nefesh, since they both say nefesh nefesh, and nefesh ki techada v'shma kol ala, another nefesh ki techa ma'ala ma'al v'ashem. Nefesh nefesh, because it's Zeresh Shav, if you like, and that's kamasha kulu kan v'kulu kan. In other words, both apply to both. Okay, that's first understanding. However, Amar Amana, ala kebeitin. Now you've got bebeitin here. Ala kebeitin is just as when we had the machloket of Don Mina Mina Don Akiba Atre, when it comes to Shvuot, how we're learning Shvuot Eidut Pikadon both ways, Rebbe by Rebbe Meir, so and Chachamim, so too, Allah as well. So Allah kebetin. In other words, this is another contextual question. Are we pulling that across with a ger shava or not? The Allah. In other words, that's machloket Rabbi Meir. So just to make it clear, if you have a look, Korban says, Im ken ba'ala pligi, this is the middle toward the end of Dibur HaMatchil, Allah kebetin. Rabbi Meir, be'edut mipiatzmo. So be'edut for edut mipiatzmo. Since mipiatzmo is learned from shvua pikadon doesn't mention alala, and he says don mi na means you pull everything across with it in context as well. There's no alala associated. So be'alah, if it was through an alala, not a proper shvua, then it'd be patur. Or pikadon, when it comes to pikadon, mipiachirim. So in the case of shvua pikadon, since you're learning mipiachirim from shvuat edut, you pull everything across, including the fact that you're mechayv with an alah. You'd be chayv with an alah. Rabbanan says, no, only the detail in front of Beit Din or not in front of Beit Din is learned, but everything contextually stays the same. Not don minava okubi'atri. So therefore, according to Rabbanan, the edut mipiatzmo, again, shvuat edut, and assuming that's what, he'd be chayv be'Beit Din, or be'pikadon, again, per shvuat edut, because it's alah associated with it. In general, shvuat edut, despite the fact that piatzmo you're learning from pikadon, we say oki ba'atre, so that's what the even an Allah would work. Or be pikadon, which in general, as we say, Allah doesn't apply to it. Be pikadon as well, despite the fact you're learning the detail from pikadon, that for shvuat pikadon, that it's mipiatzmo, well, you'd be patur in that case, because put with an Allah, because again, oki ba'atre. So again, that same thing. So in other words, joining now, oki ba'atre, in other words, tomi na mina oki ba'atre has a consequence not only to the scope of Mpiatzma Becharim and things like that, but also the whether Allah is also pulled to this, the Allah, of course, on its own is sufficient to define this in Shvuot Eidot. Okay, let's continue. Then it says, Vikichesh bamito, now, this is interesting language. I'll just explain it the what it means according to Korban. It says, Klomar, Ilu adat fia haya chayev lashalem. Meaning, when is someone mechayev in a case of a shvuat pikadon? Again, he lied having his possession. That's only if he had admitted he would have had to have paid. Okay, how would you have a different context with that? We'll explain in a minute. Kolomah ilo hodat v'yachayev v'achshav, and it's only because of his denying it that he's exempting himself from paying. So we'll see in a minute counter examples. Zeh shechayav alav a korban natke shvodak shnishpal lesheka. Aval im nishpal davar sheilo adah. However, if he swears, and to the extent that even if he had admitted be patur, he would not be chayav a korban for shvuat pikadon. So let's have a look. What does that exclude? Prat lemekachesh b'chadashutafim. So what's a chadashutafim? I'll show you here, we'll continue the Korbanin. Let's say two people entrusted with this individual 100, like a sum of money. And one of those two individuals came and claimed it. But the person who was entrusted with the money denied it falsely. And then he admitted, said, actually, you're right, I do have it in possession. Why? Because at the time when only one of the parties came, one of the two people that actually gave it to him, came and asked for and said, I want the money, had he admitted at the time, he wouldn't have had to give it to him. Patur l'shalem, ad she'avo chaveru v'yiten zeh b'fnei zeh. Because when two people entrust money with a third party, the third party only has to give it back if those two parties come and retrieve it. He can't give it to one in the presence of the other. Okay, because we don't know what the distribution of the funds is. Maybe all of it actually belongs to one party. Another person just came along with it. We don't know. Okay, nimtzahodato. Therefore, his admission at that time, if only one of them came, is it? Sorry, nimtzah wouldn't be obligated in monetarily. So therefore, even the shvuah ain't a mechayev korban. So this is a very interesting case. In other words, once again, when is saying chasam mechayev shvuah pikadon? That is, if he had admitted, we'd have to pay. What's an example where he has something belonging to other people, but his admission doesn't apply? That is it's a special case if two people came and trusted with money. Now, since in that situation, even admitting he doesn't have to pay one of the parties if only one of them come, because he only has to give the money back if both of them come. It says responsibility. Doesn't know who actually who says it's 50-50 the possession is. It might be all that belongs to one of the two parties. So therefore, his denial at the time when only one of them comes forward, is not something through his denial he's exempting himself from payment, because even if he admitted up to pay. Okay, that's the case we're talking about. Okay, let's continue. Another interesting case is Prat, and now we're going to test this later on in the Gemara, the Mekachesh Be'edim U'Beshtar. Let's say he denied having his possession, but there were already Edim, or there was already a Shtar, a contract. So here, I'll just say another example, Nishba Mamon, this is the Korban Adash, Shiesh Lamal Ve'edim or Shtar Shechayav Lo, Pato Mekorban, and he's also Bikar Pato Korban Shpua, why? She'enu Po Dekvar Nimtza Bo'olam Devar Mechayu, Mekachesh Be'shpuato. In other words, the fact that he's denying it is not exempting it at all, because there's something in the world that's already mechayiv him to pay. There's an existing shtar, so he can swear all he likes about in possession. It's not going to exempt him because there's something already forcing him to pay. So in other words, there's two ways of saying of splitting this. Either if he's denying something that in his admission he wouldn't have to pay, not chayiv. Or if he's denying something that his denial is not helping him because you have to pay anyway, also chayiv b'shvuah pikadon. Those are the two cases. Again, we'll test some of these as we go through it. So we see from here, by the way, that we're going to extrapolate to a different case from the first case. The first case was, if you remember, if two people entrust money with a third party, they come together, a single sum of money, then he does not have to release the funds unless both of them come forward. Okay, that's one point we said. So Amar Yossi, you see from this another case. If two people together borrow money from one person, also they're clustered like a unit. Even if they didn't write that they are achrim ba'arim zelazer, that they're, if you like, they are each individually is responsible for the full amount, nonetheless, achrim ba'arim zelazer. So just to explain, we're extrapolating the first case. The first case was, two people come and entrust money with a third party. We say they're like one unit. We can't release the funds to one of them. They have to come together to release the funds. So too, if two people borrow money together for one party, we treat them like a single unit. Either one of them is achra'i, is responsible for the full amount. That's the extrapolation. I'll just read a little bit more. The Penny Moshe actually explains it in fuller, but that's what he's saying. I'll read inside just to repeat, if you like. In other words, achrim varim zeh bazeh, ve'achol litvoa mikol achad, and therefore again, if two people come together to borrow money, the lender can come to either one of them and say, I'd like all my money back. Either one of them. Right? Ve'en kol achad niftar im yeten chalko. And you can't say, okay, I'll give my share. D'chi amri, d'heichi d'amrin, and just as we say, b'shnaim shif gidu etzel achad, just as when two people together entrusted them with a third party. She'en kol achad men yachol l'mala nifkad. Each one individually can't say, give me my share. We say, no, 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 you're a unit. I'm not going to release the funds unless both of you come. Mishum sha'nifkar omer lo nitchafi ela l'shneichem biyachad. I treat you as a unit. So two af b'shneim, so two, if two people come together to borrow funds, mechad, who can? Same thing. She'en kol echad yachol. Each one of them can say, I'm only 50% party to this. L'malve lo nitchafi lechay lechalki. Mishum sha'malve omer, because also two the malve can say, l'shneichem biyachad, I lent it to the two of you as a unit. And neither of you can sort of, we don't split it up. I wasn't lending it half to you, half to you. I lent it to you as a unit. So therefore, each one of you individually is our chayim on the entire amount. That's what we're saying. You can come to one and say, I want you to pay the entire amount.
That I don't understand.
That you don't understand. Okay. So I'll try my best to explain it one more time, maybe with different words. But this is extrapolation, right? But the Gemara is going to, again, question this in a minute. In other words, when two people come in and entrust something with a third party, it's implied that they're a single unit. That's what we said. They're implied they're a single unit because we don't know the funds and things like that. So what we're saying now is when two people borrow, we're also assuming two people come together, not I'm borrowing and if somebody else comes and borrowing. They're coming here and say, we'd like to borrow 100 from you. It's implied also they're a single unit, not that they're borrowing 50-50. That's what we're saying here.
But listen, your words are, they are a single unit.
Correct.
Not each one of them is. I mean, they're a single unit. So when I come and I want my money back, I should have to come to both of them.
Yeah, no, so okay, you're saying it like if it was pure symmetry, I should have to come to both of them. Yeah, but the point is, let's say he comes to both of them and one of them can't pay.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Right? He can collect the entire amount from the other party.
Yeah.
Right? Because you are one unit, I'm meant to be, accept the funds of both of you. That's effectively
I
what we're
see.
saying.
Okay.
Okay. However, the Gemara says, but Lav Dinan Ken. Lav Dinan Ken, there's two ways to explain this. The second way the Korbanator is saying is that even though it might be implied, Lameisa, we would write it in the contract that Shnehem Achrei Malako, right? Like that we even though it's implied, it seems to be that nowadays we don't take that implication if two people come and say money, we'd actually explicit write it in the contract. That's a simple way of explaining that piece. Let's continue. Shnaim shifkidu ke'echad. Again, two people entrusted some money, as we said, with a third party. Or bekesh echad litol shelo, and one of them said, I want to get my share out. This is implied from what we discussed before. Ain't shomei the word. Listen to him. V'ya'aseh k'kofer bechelko, because otherwise, as we said before, he would be chayav in the case of Shuat Eidot if one of the parties sent came and said, "Can I have my share?" And he said, "I don't know what you're talking about." The fact you said the patrum is there means that he's not chayav to pay unless it all come together. Okay, that follows on from what we just said. Now, what happens? Echad shifkid l'shnayim. So one person he entrusted with two other people. That's the case of like our loan. Kafar bo zeh chayav. Kafar bo zeh chayav. Now, as we just said before, then the case where two people borrowed money from this third party, and they're both individually achrim in the entire amount. If you remember. Remember we said if he comes to them once and one can't pay, he can get the time out from another party. So to here, if either one of them, since either one of them is mechuyev on the entire amount, then if they are kofar, even a single one of those people are kofar, the chayiv pikadon. Because he could extract the funds from that party. Okay, let's continue. That's the flip side case. If shaveh pruta, what if he entrusted with these two parties a shaveh pruta? So if he gave them each, if again he kept trusting two pruta with, if you like, these two people, then obviously you'd think that each of them are responsible for a full pruta. But importantly, when it comes to shvuah pikadon, if someone denies the fact that he has, I don't know, a staple of someone else's possessions, less than a shaveh pruta's worth, then that's what we're talking. Shvuah pikadon doesn't apply. He has to be denying at least something with shaveh pruta. So what we're saying now is, what happens if he entrusted something worth exactly shaveh pruta in the possession of these two people? So ma ko ilu nishba v'nishba v'nishba shema im chayev korban al chatzi pruta. We know that if someone makes a shvuah pikadon on a chatzi pruta, followed with another one, they don't add up, and you're not chayev. So therefore, here we'd assume you might think that I've given a one pruta's worth to two different people. I should also be patur because it's effectively chatzi pruta, chatzi pruta. But the Gemara says, no. You're missing the point. Taman kol shvuah chalach al shaveh pruta, aval ein shvuah chal al shaveh pruta. What is v'hach meaning? There, in the case where someone says, "I'm making shvuah chatzi pruta," shvuah na chatzi pruta, they don't add up. We know that. In the case where we've got a full shaveh pruta that's in the care of two different people, there the shvuah is being made on the entire sum. Despite the fact the responsibility might be shared by two different people, no, the shvuah still, the person's denying, is on the full sum of money, and therefore it would apply. Let's continue. Rav Lass said the following: Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Treino Ami Leit Kan Edin Kemishi Yatzav Yedu B'Shvuah. What that means, if you remember, another case we tried to bring where someone wouldn't be a Chayeshvuah Pekedon is if there are already existing witnesses or there is already a shtar, because his denial is not going to exempt him from paying any money because there's a shtar right there that's going to extract it from him. Okay, that's what we said. Now, what we're saying here is we also mention the case if there are existing witnesses. So the Gemara now says, well, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, existing witnesses is not a reason enough to exempt him from a Shvuah Pikadon. Okay? Even if there are witnesses there, and we have to examine why, but at the moment, strike that from the bank. Even if there are witnesses then, the guy swears he doesn't have his possession, he's still Chayv Shvuah Pikadon. The Gemara says, Lama, why? The Gemara says, Mishum Shematzui and Lamut, maybe the Eidim will die. That's what the Gemara says. Well, the Gemara says, well, that can't be the basis to differentiate between witnesses or a shtar, because you can say in the same thing, shtar in a matzul abed, maybe you lose a shtar. So it doesn't work. The Gemara says, no, no, there's a difference. Something getting lost or dying, fine, these are things that are not matzul. But maybe when it comes to edut, what's the actual difference between edim and shtar? The shtar is recorded for all eternity. It's there. Edim might forget. So the fact that there are edim is not a reason enough to say, okay, when it comes to shvuah pikadon, oh, it could have extracted it for money anyway, because maybe edim would have forgot. And his denial is a strong denial to exempt him. So now what we're going to attest or not, we're going to test is really this position of Rabbi Yochanan. That if someone makes a Shvuah Pikadon, even though there are Edim, well, he would nonetheless be Chayav Shvuah Pikadon. Because the Kesef is an Edim HaFikah. So Tamar Tanina, now effectively here, it's not really testing, you'll see here, is that the way Korban Eder reads this, it says, why do I even need Rabbi Yochanan? Tamar Tanina Eichan Shrif, someone says, where's my ox? Amar Aloni says, Avad, it was lost. He says, Mashpiachani, and he says, you swear? But Amar, he says, yeah, oh, I'm making you swear. He says, Amen, yes, I accept the Shvuah. The Edim come along and say, Mino Toshachlo. And the Edim say, what are you talking about? It wasn't lost. You ate it. We saw you having a nice barbecue with this guy's ox. So Meshalemet HaKeren has to pay the Keren. Hodam if he, meaning the principal value. And if he admits on his own, he must pay Keren V'chomesh, the extra fine, right? The extra 20% of the, 25% of the value, sorry. I mean the Korban Hashem. So you see in this situation, they were Edim. Right? Because it says, Edim come along and say, what are you talking about? We saw you eat it. So, and nonetheless, it's Chayav HaShvuah. Isn't this what Rabbi Yochanan is saying? So the Gemara says, no, Matnida Edim. So the way the Korban Edim explains this piece, it says, had it just been from that brighter, we would have thought, oh, Mishnah, sorry, I think it is. I think it's a Mishnah. Yeah, Mishnah, I would have thought that's only if we didn't know about the Edim. But if we did know about the Edim, then you wouldn't be Chayav this. Shvuah Pikadon, Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, even if we know about the Edim and the existence of the Edim, and he makes a Shvuah Pikadon, he's still Chayiv this Pikadon. Shvuah Pikadon. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Manit Amar, can we bring another proof if you like? Hayush Kita Edim. Now, this is interesting because we explain this case in the Mishnah differently, but it seems to me the Rishonim explains the Kapshuto. It says, there were two groups of witnesses. Kaf Rabbi Shon, the first group of witnesses, denies it. After that, the second certain witnesses also deny it. This is by not this is not Shvuah Pikadon, this is back to Shvuah Edot, not to get confused. Shteim Chayavot. They are both Chayav. Now, the way we explained that at the time, we it seemed, I think it was the Korban Edot was based on the Bavli, is at the time the first set of witnesses were testifying, the second set of witnesses were Krovim. We said they were related and their wives were gravely ill, if you remember, and that's why the whole Edut was really hanging on one set of witnesses. Okay? But it seems to be the way the Gemara understands it here, it's nothing to do with that. It's you can say literally they were both okay. Meaning Kafri Shavakha Kafashnia, Shtein Chayavot. The Gemara says, I can understand why the Shnia is Chayav, because at the time the Shnia denied there was no other witnesses around. That's why Chayav Shua Edut. However, Rishona, if you give us the changes, Rishona. Lama, why should the first set of witnesses be chayev? Shvuat Edut. Because when they denied, there was another set of witnesses there. And it seems to be here, Lama Shum, it must be, because we don't say that the presence of the witnesses is the reason they're part of someone from a Shvuat, because Mitzuim Lishkach, Edutah, maybe they would forget. Maybe the second set wouldn't forget. Okay? So they again, Yerushalmi here seems to Mamash explain like Pshuto. We have two good set of witnesses, and still the first set would be chayev, Shvuat Edut, as well as the second set. Okay, let's continue. Now it says v'kichesh ba v'lo bo. It says v'kichesh ba is that's the lashon of the pasuk. Umatzah v'kichesh he denied by the way, when it comes to pikadon, it can also be someone found someone's lost object and retained it. Okay? Umatzah avida v'kichesh ba and he denied having his possession. So I'll just read it here. It says v'kichesh ba v'lo bo. So I'll read the Korban Eder. He says, "Bright in this Torah Kanoim, or pli ben azel, sid ben azel, cholik in a minute." If someone says to his friend, I want you do you like I want you to swear that you don't know who found this Aveda. Okay? And he says, and he denied it, says, I don't know anything about who found it. However, and he actually swore and then he admitted, actually, I do know. And he actually admitted that I knew who found it. Ella she'eni yodea mi who I didn't know who it belonged to. He'd be patur. So to explain, there's two ingredients here when it comes to a lost object. Either I knew it was yours, or I know who found it. So what we're saying, according to the Tanakhama here, is that you only chayv shvuat edut, sorry, shvuat pikadon, when it comes to even though it's not in your possession, just still. When it comes to Hashanah of the Veda, it seems to be can be chayev in this case, even if you deny only ba regarding, it belonged to you, as opposed to bo meaning I don't know that if you denied I don't regarding someone who found it. Okay, it's very specific. That's what it's saying. However, Ben Azai Omer Shloshav Avedot Ten. There are three types of situations here. Yodea ba ubamatzah. I know, again, it belonged to you and we found it. Ba v'lo motzah. Lo ba v'lo motzah. So I know everything. I know about it and I found it. I don't know anything, it sounds like. Now, what's important to understand, Rav Chunya says, B'shem Rebbi Yirma, kulo liftur. They're all this situation, the Shlo Avodah, if someone made a shvur in that situation, it would be patur in all those cases. Just to explain, let's look at the korban. It's a bit of a piece that's important. Al kulam patur ha'ed. The aid is patur. Kesavar hamashpia ed echad ve'kafar ba. In other words, we're talking about a situation where there was an ed echad, only one witness. Ve'amar shvur she'inu de'lecha eidut. I don't know any of this testimony. Sorry, must, not, must, so we must be talking about shvur eidut. Sorry, not pikadon. Yes, sorry, must be sorry, Edward. And his aide said, the kafarba, sorry, and Shane Odelacha, you don't know anything about it. Patum Rekorban, it's Patum Rekorban. Shane Bakashok Firat Mammon. Why? Because Shigambo that I had this single witness admitted, Lo Mechayev Lezem Mammon El Shvua. The single witness saying, even if he admitted, says, yeah, I know whose possession it's in. Reuven found it and it's in his house, and I know it's all about it. And they would go to Beit, and Beit Din would come. They couldn't extract it from Reuven at all, because they're single witnesses. All they could do was mechayev Reuven to make a shvuah. Single witness going to mechayev a shvuah. That's it. Now, it could be a good, it could force Reuven to give it over, because Reuven might not want to make a shvuah, and if he doesn't want to make a shvuah, he has to give it over. Nonetheless, it's called a gorem lamamon. The fact that he couldn't. Mechayev shvuah is not direct cause to extract money. It's a gorem lamamon. It might be a cause to bring about the big handing over of money, because again, it's dependent on this person wanting to make a shvuah or not. But it's not. So therefore, as it says, the gorem lamamon, gorem be'edut lo haya mechayev ze mamon ela shvuah. Afa gav dikel mesor dema lo mishtaba gorem lamamon upatur hani nami gorem lamamon ninu, and all the other cases as well. Shumoneh ba v'lo b'motza'ah. If he knows about that he found the where the ost item box is, but not found it. Iyaveh masid le'ra'iti. Look, I saw it. Shnimtza found. I saw it in a such a location, in Bezavit Ploni. Ve'ein yodeh. I don't know who found it. Haya machzir. He'd sort of circulate in that place until he found it. It's in other words, what the Korban is saying is these are all examples of what's called gorem lamamon. And someone who's gorem lamamon but not mechayev mamon directly is not chayev shvuat eidot. The first case was ed echad. The second one is much more roundabout. In other words, he would be able to give him directions where to perhaps find it. Okay. V'ilu amar lo mi haya motza, or alternatively, if he found, he said, "Look, I know so and so found an object, but I don't know if it was yours, right? Hachoker, but he'd be able to look into it. Ulayit barer have to tell. Maybe it was his object. For kol shekhen ba'al matza and kam chomer, if it was, if you like." I know it's yours. I don't know who found it. Sheyesh kan ed echad. So ma'ika mashema he mishtaba mikom makom. Nonetheless, it's a gorem lamamon. So in other words, the way we're saying the flow of the Gemara, the shlosh avedot of ba'al motza, ba'al lo matza, lo ba'al lo motza, is talking about where he is, if you like, patur, because it's a gorem lamamon, or if you read it lo ba'al lo matza, then it's like then clearly it's patur because he doesn't know anything. Now, Rav Chunya says b'shem Rav Yirmiyah. As we said, kulo laptur. However, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says b'shem Rav Yossi. Late ken. No, that's not the case. Late ken mean he understands gorem lamamon is considered mamon. Mean the fact you could bring, even though it seems a bit more removed from direct obligation to pay, you could have contributed in the recovery of the funds, and therefore by not doing that, well, therefore you're chayv this shvuah. So because of the shvuah, so Rav Yossi baye v'yi ken. But what doesn't make sense though is one of the cases is lo ba v'lo b'matza'ah. So how in this situation we didn't know anything to be chayev? So aramana lekan mishlosha. No, you don't read it like that. Rather, when it says shlosha avedot peyodeh ba v'matza'ah, ba v'lo matza'ah, not lo b'matza'ah v'lo b'motze'ah, rather ba u'motze'ah, because ba motze'ah nan kaimim. We're clearly talking about a case where it's ba motze'ah. Ella shemechachesh ba u'v'motza'ah. Meaning, we're talking about it was either both in you or one or the other, as opposed to the last case being neither. And that's how you can behave in all of them because they're all considered gorem lamamon. So, therefore, if you have a look, now insert here the Tanya as it says in the Korban Eidah. It says, Tanya idach, am ben azeh omer gimush vod hen. Here, ba velo motzea, motza velo ba. And then it says lo ba v'lo b'motza. Well, you can't have that if you want to say it is mechayev. So therefore, ken midib ba u'b'motzeah, meaning that rather neither, it's got to be both, and that's why you'd be chayev because it's a gram lamama. Okay, but that's how we're referring to it. Okay, so that's all. Have a good day.